We are talking tonight about an important sugya in the world of Trumos. We are continuing our discussion of the sugyas about Trumos, and we're continuing our focus for the last bunch of weeks on the hafrasha of the Truma. Now you're coming, we know who's chayiv in Truma, we know where the Truma is, we know what kind of produce it is, and we're now engaged in the hafrasha. We've spoken about the bracha that you recite when you're going to be mafresh. We've spoken about the role of the hafrasha as opposed to the sina. We spoke a little bit last week in terms of how your mafresh, in terms of hafrasha, b'machshava, and we have as a whole been moving along. What we're going to talk about tonight is as far as the actual hafrasha. So I have a lot of produce in front of me. And now I have to figure out, so what am I going to choose to give to Truma? What am I going to choose to leave for me to be able to keep for myself? We're not talking about tonight the amount that I'm going to give. We're talking about when you have a lot of produce in front of you, what do you choose to give to the Kohen? So the Mishnah tells us in the end of the second parak of Maseches Trumos, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Membav. It's also a Gemara in Mura on Daf Hey, and a Gemara in a bunch of different contexts, that ideally a person is supposed to be Toreim Min HaYafeh. If I have a bunch of different things in front of me, I have to choose from the best, from the Yafeh, and that's what I should be giving to the Kohen. The Gemara learns out that if a person is Toreim Min Hara Al HaYafeh, so that's really the Mishnah there in Beis Vav and Trumos, that you are Yotzei, there's still a Chalos of Truma if I take the bad instead of the good. But that's considered to be an Isser. A person should be Toreim Min HaYafeh. We're going to talk tonight about two issues. The first is going to be Amoni HaMitzvah Shaila. How do we count this in the minion of the 613 mitzvos? The second thing we're going to speak about is what exactly is the nature of this halacha of being mafresh min hayafeh. So as far as the tarig mitzvos, so we know that the Rishonim point out, it's a Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos, Torah Tzivan Moshe, Marashat Kiyas Yaakov, Torah Bikmatria 611, plus the first two of the dibros that Hashem said himself, there are tarig mitzvos, and therefore Rishonim count tarig mitzvos. In the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos does not count a separate mitzvah's asay of being Toreim Min HaYafeh. For the Rambam, this is Nichlal L'chora. It's included in the regular mitzvah of giving Truma. It's included in the mitzvah of giving Truma. And therefore, the Rambam happens to maintain that it does not necessitate its own separate count. Similarly, the Rambam does not count an Isser of being Toreim Min HaRa'ah. He doesn't count the mitzvah of separating the Yafeh. He doesn't count an Isser of getting rid of the Ra. He just happens to assume it's all Nichlal in the mitzvah of Truma, the detail of the mitzvah. The Rambam writes that details of mitzvahs get counted as part of the larger mitzvah. However, the Ramban, in the end of his Hasagos on the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban has Shichachas Asin and Shichachas Lavin. The Ramban has lists of mitzvahs Asay he maintains the Rambam left out, and he has lists of mitzvahs Los Asay that he maintains the Rambam left out. And there he quotes two separate mitzvahs relating to this halacha. The first, he writes, that the mitzvah of being Toreim Min HaYafeh is actually a separate mitzvah's asay. This is not a regular detail of how you're going to do it. It is a separate mitzvah's asay. It's not nichlal in the regular halacha of hafrashas truma, the mitzvah of truma. Similarly, the Ramban counts in the lavin, not only is there a mitzvah to be Toreim Min HaYafeh, there's also an iser to be Toreim Min HaRa'ah. There's an iser to be Toreim from the not nice parts. There is some discussion as to what exactly the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about, and there are those who suggest the machlokas is not much more than a bit of a Sefer HaMitzvos machlokas. The Ramban writes, how do I know it's a separate mitzvah? Well, he says, we learned in the Mishnah, we learned in the Gemara. If you would take min hara'ah, it would still be good shruma. Says the Ramban, the fact that it's not me'akev b'di'evet, the fact that if I took min hara'ah, it's still good shruma, that tells me, says the Ramban, it's not part of the mitzvah. Because if it was really part of the mitzvah, it would be me'akev. It would be necessary. The fact that it's not necessary must be, it's a separate inyan of being Torah min hayafeh. You're yotzei shruma, it's a good shruma. It's a separate inyan of giving min hayafeh. What does the Rambam think? Well, L'chora, it's pretty clear that the Rambam's not going to argue and say that you're not Yotzei B'di'evet. It's a Mefurish Mishnah, it's a Mefurish Gemara. So what's pshat in the Rambam? This is part of a larger discussion in Sefer Mitzvos, but it's possible for the Rambam that what's Me'akev and what's not Me'akev, again, it's more of a Sefer Mitzvos question, is not going to be the determining factor in terms of what gets counted and what doesn't get counted. That according to the Rambam, it's as long as it's shayach to one inyan, it's still one general concept. Even if one thing is ma'akev and one thing is not ma'akev, as long as it's shayach to one general inyan, so that may be enough for it to be counted as one mitzvah. So what we've seen so far is the following. Halacha, you have to be torei min hayafeh. If you're not torei min hayafeh, it still counts as truma. The Ramban counts a separate mitzvah to be torei min hayafeh, a separate avera to be torei, if you're torei min hara'ah. The Rambam doesn't. That seems to be, it's possible, the Ramban brings a raya. Seems to be a bit of a machlokas. How do we count mitzvos? Is it based on what's ma'akev or not? Anything that's not ma'akev is separate, says the Ramban. If it were absolutely part of the mitzvah of truma, it would be necessary to do it. Whereas the Rambam maintains, not so fast. Still considered to be part of one minyan. I don't think anyone is here to... No. None of you were in, when we learned Netzitz by Kolel a bunch of summers ago, the sugyas of tefillin and tzitzis. So we spoke in the second shir. We spoke about whether or not how the Rambam counts them and relates to this discussion, but we'll just move on. Okay. What exactly is the nature of this halacha? Why is it important to be Torah min hayafeh? So we're going to try to develop two mahalchim, but the second mahalach we're gonna argue breaks off a little bit, and hopefully it'll become clear. We'll mention two nafkaminas, and it'll be a good night for everyone. The first mahalach, which is what a lot of the Achronim say sometimes, like, don't say, but the Brisker Rav has as a possibility, and the Brisker Rav in Meseches Tmura, the Brisker Rav on Daf Hei has this as a possibility. The Chavatzelos HaSharon there in Sefer Midbar has this as a real possibility. And L'chora, it fits a little bit just in the general context of the Mishnayos, here in the second parak. And that is that we have the following halacha. Maybe this halacha being Tari Min HaYafek is actually part of a different halacha. The Mishnah tells us in Trumos, in Beis Dalim, in Tormin Mimin Al She'en Omino, that if a person is separating Truma, you have to separate from items that are the same min, items that are considered to be the same species. How you define what's a min and what's not a min, that's a lot of the discussions there in the Mishnayos and the Sefer Trumos. How do I define that? There are those who suggest, it's in the same Mishnah that we end with a discussion about La'olim Hutari Min HaYafeh, that maybe the difference why it's B'Torim Min HaYafeh Al Hara'ah, why separate the Yafeh, is because if you're being Torim Min Hara'ah, it's almost like a version of being Torim Mimin Al She'en Omino. Now obviously it's not so different because you can be Torim Min HaYafeh on the Ra'ah, but if I'm Torim Min Hara'ah on some, it almost becomes like, while the Yafeh is good enough to ponder the Ra is almost like a bit of a different species. It's a bit of a different item, and therefore being Torim one is not going to work above the other. It's not the simplest Mahalach, again, because of its really different meaning. First of all, the Mishnah tells us if it's different meaning, if you're Torim, ain Trumasan Truma. But this has a pasuk to teach me that it is. But in general, that's a bit of a tricky idea, which is why I think a lot of the Achronim suggest other Mahalchim as far as what the reasoning behind this Halacha really is. So let's go like this. The mahalach that you find in a bunch of Achronim seems to be already found in some of the Rishonim. If you look in source number 13, Rav Mordechai Ilan was a major Talmud Chacham who wrote a set of Svarim called Knesset HaRishonim. A lot of the Svarim in Seder Kachim don't have regular Rishonim published on it. They put a Seder called Knesset HaRishonim, which is a collection of Rishonim from other places in Shas, in Shas and Tshuvas. Yerushim al Torah, when he puts them al Seder Hadash, when you're learning Masech HaZvachim, instead of being stuck, what am I going to do now? I saw Gemara Tosfos, Rambam, where do I go next? So you open up a Knesset HaRishonim, and he'll guide you a little bit in terms of where exactly you could look. After when he passed away, around the same time, but he has a son, Yaakov David Ilan, who continued the work, and put out a Knesset HaRishonim, I believe he put it out on Masech HaTemura. He points out another reason based on the Rishonim, and it's an interesting shot. Rashi Masech HaMenachos writes, that if you are mafresh tamei al hatahor, something tamei and something tahor, that is the same as being toreim ra'a al yafeh. Tamei to tahor, it's the same din as ra'a al hayafeh. Okay. What's the issue of being toreim tamei al hatahor? Why is that so problematic? So Rashi in Psachim writes, because of hefset kohen. It's also like Rashi in Vamos and Dafei Test and the Rashi in Maseches Terumos. So suggest the Knesset HaRishonim says, well, wait a minute. If Torah min ha-ra al ha-yafeh is the same thing as Torah min ha-tameh al ha-tahor, and being tame and being tori min atame al tahor is midin a hefsid and the sinah to the kohen. So there must be transitive property, I believe that's called. If A equals B and B is because of C, so then A is also because of C. It's not really transitive property if you're really with me, but it's close enough for our purposes. And that is the following: that the real issue of being tori min a yaf al hara, it's the din and the sinah to the kohen. That what we really want is the kohen to be able to get high quality goods. And if you're going to give, just like if I give something tamei, it's going to be a hefset to the kohen, because now he's not going to be able to eat it petara and to treat it the same way. So too, if I give to a kohen min hara'ah, I give to the kohen something that's not so good, he's also not going to be able to benefit from it, and he's not going to be able, there's going to be a hefset from the nesina to the kohen. The Brisker Rav happens to think that that's meduyak in a Rashi in Meseches Temura also, and he developed this idea at length in source number 8, which is he's a bunch of discuss pieces there on Temura and Dafei, and that's where he writes a similar halacha, where the Brisker Rav points out that it is an issue of, he writes here, v'nir b'chol zed dehadin divin and yafe whom he didn't seen the kohen. The manos kahuna mechuyav lihios min hayafa. The manos kahuna, there are 24 manos kahuna. That's the Gemara Masechet Bava Kama, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Bikurim. There are 24 matanos that we give to Kohen. And the halach is with the manos kahuna, something as a whole, we always want the Kohen to get min hayafa, and that's why we're going to come along and give it to a and yafa is required. Not a din of min al she'eno mino, but a din of yafa al hara midin nesina le Kohen. I'll make a quick ha'ara. The Brisker Rav says maybe that's actually pshat in the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. It'll be chazar of something we spoke about. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of truma, and we pointed out that for some achronim, some of those mefarshim who learn the Rambam, because the Rambam includes in the mitzvah hafrasha and nesina. The Rambam's mitzvah of truma is very sweeping; it includes hafrasha and nesina. So since this is a din in nesina, and the Rambam counts din in nesina along with hafrasha. So it makes a lot of sense why you're able to put this din all in the mitzvah of Truma, because the mitzvah of Truma is about Nesina also, and this is a din in the Nesina. But according to the Ramban, it's not so clear. According to the Ramban's main mitzvah of Truma may be more of a mitzvah in a hafrasha of being matir the Kri. Now, there may be also a mitzvah of Nesina, which is important to cheshbon out, but I think I'm just too tired. And the Brisker Rav points out that as far as that, it could be that for the Ramban, it can't be included in the regular mitzvah of hafrasha, because this is a unique kind of a din in Temura, in Truma. That point, again, because there's a little bit of clarity, because the Ramban does think that there's really two separate mitzvahs. That requires a little bit. But at minimum, it explains why it wouldn't be included for hafrasha, why the Ramban would have a bit of an easier time doing so. The third mahalach is an interesting one, and I think many assume it's the same mahalach. I'm going to suggest that it's a little bit different. If you look in the Grach al Shas in Meseches Kiddushin, so the Rishonim are very bothered by something. The Gemara has a limud there in Meseches Kiddushin to teach me that it's chal b'di'evet. That it's chal b'di'evet. The Gemara says there in Kiddushin, it's source number. I don't know if that's on the sheet anymore. One on the sheet, yes, it is. That we learn from the pasuk that Torah min haral yafes trumas and truma. The Rishonim Tosfos there in Meseches Kiddushin, the Tosfos Harash there. Many of the Rishonim there are bothered with the question as far as the nature of that particular limud. How exactly we learn it out from the pasuk? In the context of that limud, Reb Chaim makes the following argument. Reb Chaim says when you're Torah min hayafa al hara'ah, the real problem has nothing to do with min hara'ah. The problem is not that you chose something bad. The problem is that you were not toreim min hayafeh. It is a din that you have to be toreim min hayafeh. That is what's required. That is what's necessary. Reb Chaim in the piece there, in the stencils, does not mention anything about nesina to a kohen. Doesn't mention nesina to a kohen. He says, el da iser hu. It says, eina iser maisa frasha min hara'ah. El da iser hu masha eino toreim min hayafeh. As an example, Reb Chaim says, if theoretically it was possible to be Torah min hara'ah and then to be Torah min hayafeh, that would be totally mutter. Because as long as you're Torah min hayafeh, it's a din in being Torah min hayafeh. Now the simple pshat, why is it necessary to be Torei Min HaYafeh? I assume that most of us would say the value in being Torei Min HaYafeh is because you're giving it the Nesina to a Kohen. The reason why I care about Yafeh is because I'm going to give it to him, and if I'm not going to give him Min HaYafeh, I'm going to be causing a Hefsid, I'm going to be causing a loss in the Nesina to the Kohen. How so far? 1, 2, 3, are we okay? I'm like, okay. So, but Lichora, I wonder if you can make a different suggestion. We've referenced this Rambam a lot, but I wonder if you make a different suggestion. Maybe the din of separating Min HaYafeh is not because it's going to be given to a Kohen. It's not a din and hefset to the Kohen. The Rambam, as we quoted last week, and quoted once or twice this year, but I like to chaz or a lot of these sodos, the Rambam is beduk and the Rambam understands that Truma is not really given directly from you to the Kohen. Truma is given from me to the Ribono Shel Olam. And then from the Ribono Shel Olam, Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, the Ribono Shel Olam gives it to a Kohen. Technically, I hand him the Truma, but really it's me giving to the Ribono Shel Olam and the Ribono Shel Olam giving to the Kohen. If that's true, is it possible, like we saw last week, that maybe there's really a connection between Truma and Kachim? Between Truma and Kachim, we referenced that a little bit, and we'll see that for Ezra Hashem and Blinet there in a future week. But maybe part of the issue is not the loss of the Kohen, but the Chisaron in that Maisa of giving it to the Ribono Shel Olam. Just like when you offer a Karban, there are halachos about which kinds of animals are good or not good, the status of a Balmum, the status of Mechusar Eiver, and things like that, then maybe the real problem is it's a Ginai in the way that I give to Ribono Shel Olam. If I give Min HaRa'a first, and then I give Min HaYafeh, so the Min HaRa'a, that's a problematic, they also gave Min HaYafeh. The point is that that which is Yafeh has to be given towards this. Yes?
Then how come B'diyavah then it's going to work?
That's a Ginai HaKasif. Just like in Karbanos, there are tears. You know what I'm saying? Balmum may not be good. Mechusar Eiver may not be good. Those may or may not be the same thing.
Same as...
But certain Karbanos are still good, even if they're not, you know, ideal. That may be Dafka why needed to be Sakasa. You're asking the other direction, you know? Either you're into the Maskana, or you're into the Havamina and need to be Sakasa for the Maskana.
And also, I mean, also with the Briscoe Rav, if it's either Mimino or not Mimino, and if it's not Mimino,
that's what I'm saying at the beginning. That's what I'm saying. That's why he has a possibility and he's dope at it. I'm saying that's like what you, those who would want to suggest based on context. I don't know if that many people say it, Mamish the Maskana. Yes. No, the maskana is it is a lower form. That's exactly the cost of that it's worked for the Eved. If theoretically it wouldn't have been chal the Eved, and if let's say there was a din that you could have given what? According to Havmina, and he's saying even theoretically, even the maskana, there was a way to give it, that would have been good enough. Al Tiissa. I want to mention two nafkaminas to you. These are two interesting nafkaminas. One, maybe this machlokas, parentheses, maybe this machlokas, maybe the Ramban holds two of these ideas, but the Ramban both has nasei and a losase, close parentheses. But two ideas that relate to this. Number one, the Mishnah in Trumos in Beis Dal Kote Machlokas. When there's a Kohen around, I have to take Min HaYafeh. But do I have to take Min HaYafeh if there's no Kohen around? Rabbi Yehuda says you always have to take Min HaYafeh. Tanakama holds you should ideally take it. There's no Kohen around. Min HaMiskayim. From that which is going to last longer, so that when a Kohen is around, I'm able to give it to a Kohen. Machlokas Mishnayis Mesechas Trumos. If there isn't enough, who do I? If there's not a Kohen around, what do I do? Rabbi Yehuda, still take Min HaYafeh. Tanakama, give, take which is Miskayim, which will last longest. What's the pshat in that machlokas? So lechora like this. If it's a din in the Sina to a Kohen, it's all a din and not causing a loss to a Kohen. So for sure, it makes sense that even though normally I give Min HaYafeh, because that's best for him, if he's not around, I should give Min HaMiskayim. Because it's all about ensuring he has as much as possible. So I should give Min HaMiskayim so that he'll have it, and then if he has it, that's what it's all about, getting it to the Kohen. But if I hold it's either what I was suggesting, that's because you're giving to Ribono Shel Olam, or maybe another kind of a mahalach, a min, shein amino, things like that, l'chora, I should always be Torei min ha yafa, l'chora. I'll give you a second nafkamina, which is an interesting one. Bizman hazeh. We assume the derech klal, this is the mechaber. The mechaber paskins, like maybe the Ramah doesn't buy it entirely, but the mechaber paskins that bisman hazeh, we do not give our truma to a kohen. We don't give our truma to a kohen. We don't know who's a kohen. That's a long discussion that we'll speak about, I don't know, ever, but if we would, it would be an important discussion. We spoke about stats of kohanim and the tzarah she earned last year, as far as the absence of a kohen to be there to pasul. So take your notes from there and just apply them here. So Chanarach writes in Yeridei and Shin Lamed Aleph in Beis, in termen elmen ayafe, b'nirid dehashta dele'ibud azla mipnei ha'tuma, we're tame, like that's the Kohen is here, we're tame, we don't give truma nowadays, ein lahakbid b'kach, no need to give min ayafe b'zman hazeh, because the Kohen's not going to get it. The Kohen's not going to get it, and therefore, no need. What's pshat in the halacha? This Brisker Rav talks about some of this. Brisker Rav has some of the somebody's not coming is there in Masechus Tmura. Suggest Yachronim, well, wait a minute. If it's all a din in the Sina to a Kohen, if that's what it's really all about in the Sina to a Kohen, yeah, he has it here, Brisker Rav, it's more there in Dafei. If it's all about the Sina to a Kohen, so that's why I'm Torment a Yafed, well, that's only true when I'm actually giving it to a Kohen. But if I'm not going to give it to a Kohen, that's not really the pshat, because B'zman HaZeh is all holistically Ibud, so then there is no requirement whatsoever to be Tori Min HaYafeh. But if it's not a din in the Sina to a Kohen, so then what would we say? Lich Orav, if it's not a din in the Sina to a Kohen, I would think that maybe you should still be Tori Min HaYafeh. If you look in the Bir Hagra, there in Shulchan Aruch and Os Tzadihei, Brisker Rav says a different shot. Maybe this is what it's at. Brisker Rav says, how come Bizman Hazeh we're not giving Min HaYafeh? Why not? So I would have said, is the din in the Nesina and no one's getting it? Says the Bir Hagra, Venirli Bizman Hazeh, Dichol Masha Toreim Havi Min HaRa. Bizman Hazeh, we're in a state of Tumma, it's all Ra. Sounds in the Brisker Rav, it's not a din in the Nesina to the Kohen. The reason why Bizman HaZeh, we're not talking about a Yafeh, is because we don't have Yafeh Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, not because it's holy Ibud, but it sounds like it's because Bizman HaZeh, it's all Tameh, and therefore it's not Chashev. That may be, if you're if it's a Minshein Omino idea, so then again, that's very smooth, it's all Ra. If you're what I was suggesting, that it's a Din giving it to Ribbono Shel Olam, that which is Yafeh, so it's not about a Sina to a Kohen, but it has to be Yafeh. And if it's all Tameh Bizman HaZeh, so even if it looks like a nicer apple, it's still Tameh. Halachic man does not see Yafeh when he looks at that produce. Halachic man does not see Yafeh. There it's all considered to be Ra, and that's what it is all about. Let's chaz what we spoke about tonight. I have no idea how long this is going on for. Hopefully it was good. Fine. What we saw tonight is as follows. There is a halacha that when it comes to separating Truma, so one of the questions I have to figure out is being Torah Min HaYafeh. I want to separate from the better things, from the Yafeh. What is sometimes not as, and b'di'eved, we assume that it's good anyway. We saw two main things tonight. Number one, we saw, is it counted in one of the 613 mitzvos? The Rambam, no, it's part of the mitzvah of Truma. The Ramban says, yes, there's an aseya being mafresh min ha-yafeh, and a los aseya being mafresh if you are mafresh min ha-ra. The second thing we saw is, what exactly is the geder? What exactly is the nature of this hiyav? Is it a din in min and enomino? Is it in the seed of two kohen? Or is it a din in like me'in a hektish idea? I'm giving to Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore I should make sure to be much more on top of it. Just to reflect for a second, because sometimes it's easy to lose sight of this. Part of the general yesod here, in different mehalchim, as far as the message is important. If it's a din in the seed of two kohen, the underlying message here is that when we're separating truma, it's not just about being matir our things. That the manos kahuna are matanos that we're giving to a kohen, and therefore we want to give that which is yafeh. If I'm giving something to someone else, I want to make sure manos kahuna, I want it to be something chashuv. I want it to be something which is nice on a bin adam lechavero level. From what we were suggesting, it's not only bin adam lechavero wanting to maximize what he has and not cause him a loss, but it also relates to the way that we view and interact with things when we give to Ribbono Shel Olam. That what we're really trying to give over is not something which is necessarily so ra'ah. What we're really trying to give over is something which is as yafeh as possible. That which we give to the Ribono Shel Olam should really be very, very nice. That which we give should be as classy as possible. In life, when we are presented with a variety, we'll have questions as to what we give and how we give of ourselves, of our property, and others. The notion of being Torah min hayafeh is certainly something which is valuable. But if I can continue the drush for a second, as I'm in that zone, b'di'evit, it's all good. B'di'evit, it's all good. Just sometimes where a Jew who's not giving min hayafeh, it doesn't mean that the min hara is not very much valuable, and the min hara cannot be chal. Cannot be chal. B'di'evit. Shkoyach, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.